the Apostle Paul admonishes the church to build each other up, speak the truth in love, edify one another, speak the truth, not lie to one another. And he pretty much is saying how the whole body, fitly framed together, nourishes and builds up each other, right? Now, the world system is opposite of that, right? He also talks about speaking the truth and also speak the same thing. Speak the same thing. And how can you speak the same thing unless you have sound doctrine? You have to have sound doctrine. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. So Apostle Paul admonishes each believer to exercise their gift to build up the body. Now, the world system is the opposite of that. Now, they're going to put on a show and pretend to be that, but they can't. They don't have the power. So these corporate systems that run this America right now, these corporate systems, what are they? They're the opposite. It's all lies. It's all a facade. It's all division. Even though they want you to be, it's like an ecumen. They want to bring an ecumenical system, but you can try to bring an ecumenical system, but everybody inside the ecumenical system is divided because they believe different things. They don't speak the same thing. It's divided. And this is one of the reasons that the whole world can't have peace, because without Jesus, there's no peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. And the wicked are those who reject Jesus, who's the Creator and Savior, who sustains them. He actually sustains them moment by moment by moment. The very one that sustains you, you reject. That means you're wicked. You know? It's really fundamental truth, you know, elementary. If you reject God, who sent his son to die for you, then you're wicked, period. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter who they think they are. Don't matter how much money they got. So you got Bill Gates talking about how we can bring all the world together. That's a lie. They all think that they all speak different things. Why? He's not even a doctor. Why is he even giving advice? He's not even a doctor. You know, for somebody like that to give advice, we could take him to court, because if you give advice without being a doctor, then you should be able to take him to court for not being a doctor giving medical advice. Somebody needs to take a lawsuit out on him. Giving wrong advice, not being a doctor. He's not my doctor. He's not your doctor. Why are you listening to him? Go to your local doctor. If somebody tells you to wear a mask, say, are you my doctor? I'll go to my... What, you want me to go to the doctor and see what the doctor says? The governor, your doctor? I don't think so. They're not your doctor. Why are they giving you medical advice what to put on your body? We got an out. We can sue them for trying to be your doctor when they're not a doctor. We got an out, people. They're walking contradictions. Well, you can't give medical advice if you're not a doctor. Well, why is the governors and all these people trying to tell you what you should do about your body and what you should put on and not put on? It's getting ridiculous, people. So the corporate system is going to be nothing but lies. The corporate system is going to be division. It's going to try to be ecumenical. going to try to silence you, because if you speak up what you believe, it's going to be contrary to offend somebody else. But if you're in the body of Christ and you speak sound doctrine, they will love you because you're speaking the truth. And you will love them because they're speaking the truth. The whole world is opposite of what the Bible is. So one body, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, fitly framed together, the world system, the corporate system is anti. They can't be one, because they're anti. It's division. Ecumenical movement is division. They can pretend and lie to themselves that they're ecumenical. And they're all, I mean, that they're all together as an ecumenical movement. But it's a lie. It's impossible. You can't have different beliefs and be in unity. You have to have sound doctrine. And I'm sorry to say, if somebody's not a pre-trib rapture, it's not sound doctrine. You can listen to them all you want, but you're getting false doctrine. That would be one of the fundamental things you would learn first if it's a pre-trib or post-trib rapture. It's just the way it is, people. If they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them. It's clear in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15. That's why they attack it so much, because they want you to live in fear, and they want you to think that the Antichrist that you're going to go through wrath. God has not appointed us to wrath, right? You've got to listen to some sound doctrine to be in peace.